It's Lisa Stone for Parenting Aces, and I'm in the Players Lounge at the U.S. Open with Stevie Johnson's parents, Steve Johnson Sr., and his mom, Michelle Johnson, and we are chatting before Stevie's very first match at the U.S. Open this year. And I want to just ask you guys what it feels like to come to the U.S. Open and watch your son compete in our country's biggest tennis event.
Pretty awesome. Every kid wants to be pro athlete, so it's kind of cool that he actually attained his goal. That was always his goal to be here. It's pretty awesome.
And you, Dad?
Yeah, couldn't say it much different than that. It's his fourth year here, third time in the main, and it just doesn't get old. It's very, very special.
That's so great to hear. I'm completely starstruck here as well, so I can't imagine how it feels to be the parents of one of the players. I want to just ask you, what is different now that he's a professional player versus when he was a young junior coming up and when he was in college playing? What's your role been?
Well, we seems like we kind of taken a backseat to his professional life in terms of coaching and not his day-to-day life, but he's an adult and we've chosen to back off and let him be an adult in the adult world and not micromanage his life. He's growing up and he's out there in the real world, not the college world where we still had a lot of input that he needed from us.
And Dad, you're a coach, so how is your role changed as his dad and as a coach that worked with your son coming up through the juniors and through college?
Pretty big difference. I don't coach anymore with him, so I'm dad. So it's hard sometimes, but his coach Craig and his college coach Peter Smith are great with me. They talk to me, tell me what they're doing, ask me what I see. So I get to do it through them a little bit, but it's been a difficult one for me, but I know it's the right thing to do. It's time for him just to do it with them. Have a different voice.
And do you find that he still does call you up from time to time and say, am I on the right path, Dad?
He does not. Don't know if that's normal or not, but no, he does not.
And I just had the pleasure of meeting his darling girlfriend, and I'm curious to kind of get your input on how your role changes with a girlfriend in the picture, because it's a different significant other than having his parents around. And, does she travel with him a lot? Does it impact whether or not you guys are there too, or is it kind of a group effort?
Well, myself, I'm a college professor, so I didn't travel with him a lot anyway, but it's the natural progression, you know, for him to find somebody who understands his life, and she does. She was a four-year scholar athlete at volleyball at SC, so she understands the commitment of a professional athlete and what it takes. And when you're gone, it's not a vacation, it's work. It's work, and you're training and you're eating right, but it is the natural progression for him as an adult. And that's what I think every parent wants their child to be, an independent adult. And I'm glad that he's found somebody that he's comfortable with, and she travels with him. She went to Europe with him, but yet she's going back to school, and so she has her life as well. But they seem real happy, and she makes him happy, so that's good.
I love that. So if you guys could give one piece of advice to tennis parents that have a junior coming up who aspires to play college tennis and then professionally, what would that be?
It's still the same as ever, and it's the same things I told Stevie. Just fall in love with the game, fall in love with working at it, trying to get better, and just have as much fun as you can. See where it takes you.
Michelle?
Well, I was the parent who took care of the schooling part of it, and he always went through regular school. So I think when he was in college, it was still my worry, like, okay, are you going to be eligible? Although I didn't ask him that, you know, but if you need help from your life aspect, that I could make your life easier, because they do travel a lot in college, and their days are long and grueling, and school and homework and juggling and trying to have a little bit of a social life. So I was more of a backboard for him from that perspective. I never asked him about his tennis at all. You know, it's how's school, how's people, what are you getting involved in? But never how's your game or that. That just wasn't my role even when he was young.
Thank you both so much.
It's funny because I never asked about his homework.
That sounds about right. Well, thank you both so much for taking time. I'm just so excited to see Stevie play here. I've gotten the chance to see him play a few times, but never here. So this is going to be a big treat, awesome. And I wish him all the best.
We're very excited.
Thank you.
Thank you.